Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time. It's a Tuesday as we say good morning to you from WHCB 91.5, The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Jack Skinner is the head of a group called, and I'm trying to find it here, International Bible Association. And they have a magazine that's been coming out for probably 50 years, Miracles and Missions Digest, they call it. And I've been receiving it for quite a number of years. I received it when the original, the founder, was in charge of the ministry. He passed away a number of years ago. And then there was another fellow in charge, and he passed away. And then Mr. Skinner took over a number of years ago. He wrote an article I want to share with you about a time of the judges. Not all that long ago, we had a study in Judges on our Bible study program. We read in the book of Ruth the story about an Israelite by the name of Elimelech, who, because of a famine in the land of Israel, left God's people and went to Moab and lived there. He didn't go alone, but he took his wife, Naomi, and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, taking them away from the little town of Bethlehem. Home and heritage had become difficult because of a famine. The life in Moab appeared to be much more pleasant and appealing. Elimelech became discouraged and discontent living in God's land with its difficulties and struggles dealing with a famine and the judges. Food was scarce in Bethlehem. God's people were forced to conserve and search for what had been plentiful in past days. Life had become toilsome with this shortage rather than being a life of ease and blessing that these people of God had grown to be accustomed to. Life in Bethlehem for Elimelech had been reduced to a lower value than the life of the heathen in Moab, or so it seemed. So Elimelech left the house of God to seek a better life with the descendants of Lot. Lot was the one who had chosen the well-watered plains and pitched his tent toward Sodom, while Abraham trod the less traveled path in the land of Canaan, walking with God. It seems, as we read the story of Elimelech and his departure from Bethlehem and all the tragedy that followed, his decisions indicated that he was a man given to fleshly desires, or at least that he was not very spiritual. But before beginning the subject of leaving the presence of God, I probably need to deal with some other things. We must all not forget that there is always an enemy of God and an enemy of our soul, Satan himself, and his demons waiting for the right opportunity to deceive every child of God into believing that the world offers more benefits than does staying true to God and living in his house, as it were. This enemy will lie to the child of God and tell them that God is withholding some good pleasure from them, and they should ignore the warnings of the Word of God and partake of that which is forbidden in order to enjoy life. Many a believer has been blinded by this deceiver and persuaded to follow his deceptive ways, leading them away from the house of God and into a land that is disguised of its humanistic heritage and its penalty of separation from God and death. Not only did Elimelech die in this estranged land, but his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, also died in Moab. Only five verses are dedicated in the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. They describe the departure and fate of the family who left the house of God because of a famine in the time that the judges ruled. Now, of course, famine is lack or shortage of food. The rest of the book of Ruth describes the struggle and success of this widow's trip back to Bethlehem because she had heard a rumor. Now, this is Naomi, who was the widow. She had heard a rumor that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Now, what is Bethlehem? What is the name of Bethlehem? Bethlehem is the house of bread. These five verses indicate the ease of departure for God's people from his presence in times of famine. But beyond those five verses, the rest of the book of Ruth reveals the tremendous effort to return back home, something that the head of the family, Elimelech, had failed to recognize when he left Bethlehem. Now, we're going to stop in this article that Jack Skinner has written, and we're going to pick that up again hopefully tomorrow, but I want to continue on the thought of Ruth and the Book of Ruth and Back to Bethlehem, as Jack Skinner has titled his article. It's time for us to go to prayer, and it is a joy to do that, and I am glad that we can do it together. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, it is with thanksgiving that we bow before you. We give you praise and adoration and worship, for you alone are worthy of those things. And we come before your throne on this day that might be seen by some financially as a difficult day. And we ask for you to take care of that. After all, you are in charge of our finances. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the salvation that's ours through Jesus Christ. And we ask that you would work through us today, that we might be useful in your kingdom in telling others about Jesus Christ, even on this day. Now, Father, we do need your help. We've got bills to pay, and we've got things that need to be done. We need your strength. We can do nothing without you. With Christ, we can do everything, but without Christ, we can do nothing. We acknowledge that, and we ask you to empower us by your Holy Spirit today to do the work that you've called us to do and to enable us to take care of business. We ask, Lord, that you would make provision for us, for me personally, for my family, but also for the families of these who pray with us today, and that you would make provision for the ministry of WHCB. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.